기다라바라바 기바른 하루 노기다라바라바 기바른 하루 Yasura nanda na bhaja jana randa na Yasura nanda na bhaja jana randa na Samura chira panachari Shamara Chira Banachari Dayara Rama Rava Punjabi Hari Dayara Rama Rava Punjabi Hari Gopi Janabalava Kiribaran Hari Gopi Janabalava Kiribaran Hari Yashoda Nandana Bhajana Randana Yashoda Nandana Bhajana Randana Samara Chira Manasari Samara Chira Manasari Dayara Ramarava Punjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Jai Om Vishnu Tara Paramahansa Parikakshita Asusara Sri Sri Mother's Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Prayamsa Koshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivindi Ki. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shyam Kun Radha Kun Gidi Govardhan Ki. Vrindavan Dham Ki. Mathura Dham Ki. Navadip Dham Ki. Mayapur Dham ki jai, Jamuna Mai ki jai, Ganga Mai ki jai, Tulasi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samrita Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Jai Gaura Premananda. All glorious to the assembled devotees, all glorious to the assembled devotees, all glorious to the assembled devotees, all glorious to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Is this for the wedding?
which verse is it?
Two.
Oh, these glasses. Anybody have any more? Reading glasses? Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1, Text 2. Shrotadya Padini Vajendra Nirnam Santi Sahasrasa Apashyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. Shrotavya Dini Rajendra. Nirnam Shanti. Nirnam Santi Sahasrasaha.
Nirnam Santi Sahasrasaha.
Apashyatam Atmatattvam. Griheshu Grihamedinam.
Griheshu
Grihamedinam. Shrotavya Dini Rajendra.
Shrotavya Dini Rajendra.
Rinam Santi Sahasrashaha.
Rinam Santi Sahasrashaha.
Apasyatam Atmatattvam. Griheshu Grihamedinam.
Griheshu Grihamedinam.
Shrotavya Dini Rajendra.
Shrotavya Dini Rajendra.
Rinam Santi Sahasrashaha.
Rinam Santi Sahasrashaha.
Apasyatam Atmatattvam. Griheshu Grihamedinam.
Thank you.
Shrotavya Adini. Subject matters for hearing. Rajendra. O Emperor. Nirnam. Of human society. Santi. There are. Sahasrashaha. Hundreds and thousands. Apasyatam. Of the blind. Atmatattvam. Knowledge of the self. The ultimate truth. Griheshu. At home. Grihanadinam. Of persons too materially engrossed. Translation. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. Please repeat. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. O Emperor. Purport. In the revealed scriptures, there are two nomenclatures for the householder's life. One is grihastha, the other is grihamedi. The grihasthas are those who live together with wife and children, but live transcendentally for realizing the ultimate truth. The grihamedis, however, are those who live only for the benefit of family members, extended or centralized, and thus are envious of others. The word medhi indicates jealousy of others. The grihamedis, being interested in family affairs only, are certainly envious of others. Therefore, one grihamedi is not on good terms with another grihamedi. And in the extended form, one community, society, or nation is not on good terms with another counterpart of selfish interest. Very appropriate. In the age of Kali, all the householders are jealous of one another because they are blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth. They have many subject matters for hearing, political, scientific, social, economic, and so on. But due to a poor fund of knowledge, they set aside the question of the ultimate miseries of life, namely miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease. Factually, the human life is meant for making an ultimate solution to birth, death, old age, and disease. But the grihamedis, being illusioned by material nature, forget everything about self-realization. The ultimate solution to the problems of life is to go back to home, back to Godhead. And thus, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 8:16, the miseries of material existence, birth, death, old age, and disease, are removed. The process of going back to home, back to God, is to hear about the Supreme Lord and his name, form, attributes, pastimes, paraphernalia, and variegatedness. Foolish people do not know this. They want to hear something about the name, form, etc., of everything temporary, and they do not know how to utilize this propensity of hearing for the ultimate good. Misguided as they are, they also create some false literatures about the name, form, attributes, etc. of the ultimate truth. One should not, therefore, become a grihamedi simply to exist for envying others. One should become a real householder in terms of the scriptural injunctions. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutare Srimati Bhaktivinoda Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatari Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Just a small disclaimer before I start. This was completely a surprise that I'm sitting here. And I really didn't want to take this position. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada said we should be able to speak the philosophy at a moment's notice. So therefore, I will try to say something. But I remember in our 11 years in Sharanagati, we were closest neighbors with Yamuna Devi. And often she would have Bhagavatam class, and we would attend, and she would read the, we'd switch off reading. But she insisted anyone who came to the class had to give their realizations at the end. So there's too many of us to do that, but please try to speak something, those who are inclined, in terms of comments and realizations. This verse is very appropriate, as I mentioned, for today's situation. Prabhupada said, I'll read it again, therefore one Grihamedi is not on good terms with another Grihamedi. And the extended form, one community, society, or nation is not on good terms with another counterpart of selfish interest. This is going on in all countries of the world. They're looking for, basically they're selfish people, selfish countries. The basis of the film Avatar, you've seen that film, probably everyone, was that they were running out of minerals, of natural resources on the planet, and they sent people out into space to conquer other territories. So the similar thing is going on the Earth planet. There's a lack of resources in some places, and they're striking out, they're conquering other countries. If they're not doing that, they're taking advantage economically of different nations for their own benefit. And it basically gets down to the fact that of envy, that we're envious of others, and that's, as many times as has been said, that's the basis of why we're here, is envy. People don't like that word. They don't like to talk about, you know, envy. Even devotees sometimes, but we're, as conditioned souls, we all carry that to a certain degree. And we have to be very careful how we treat others. Vaishnava aparadha is probably the biggest reason that most of us are not advancing in Krishna consciousness. It may be, very, very blatant and obvious. It may be very subtle. But as long as we're conditioned, we carry a degree of that envy. So it says that people have many subject matters for hearing: political, scientific, social, economic, and so on. I was recently at my brother's house. My brother is 3 years older than me, but he's in very poor health. He recently moved from Hawaii to Florida. I don't know why he did that, but anyway, different reasons. Economic is one of them. But anyway, they have this, you know, wonderful, beautiful house, but they have right in the living room this giant TV. And that's how they spend most of their time, in front of the television. And therefore, they can pick up all kinds of news about these different things, political, scientific, social, economic, and so on and on. And it really doesn't end. We used to have, I remember when we got television in 1950, there were three channels. Now there's, I don't know, hundreds. So people can spend unlimited amounts of time in front of the television. It just saps their energy. It saps their vitality. So. Prabhupada goes on, he says, the human life is meant for making an ultimate solution to birth, death, old age, and disease. But the Grihamedis, being illusioned by the material nature, forget everything about self-realization. I remember when I was a new devotee in India, I had gone to India to meet Srila Prabhupada and to do a master's degree in photography on the origins of Krishna consciousness in India. That was my master's thesis, and I had no idea what that was, what was going to happen to me, and I just showed up in India. And Prabhupada, when he saw me, I had an article that I did. Vishakha Devi also wrote the article. I took the pictures. We showed Prabhupada that article. He liked it very much, on the devotees in New York and New Vrindavan. And I asked him if I could travel with the party and take pictures. He said, "So you're going to become a devotee?" And I had no intention of that. So I said, "I don't think so." So Prabhupada said, "Then you cannot stay." I had just come 10,000 miles. I knocked on a door in Surat. They answered it. Actually, the person who opened the door was Rishi Kumar. And he was the person I first met to do the article in New York City. So he was shocked to see me, and I was shocked to see him. But he took me in very kindly and met Prabhupada. So anyway, that I was shocked. Prabhupada said I couldn't stay. So they gave me a place to sleep that night. Everyone was sleeping in one three-story building, the home of Kailash. I forget his name. Anyway, he was a very kind man. 25 devotees, Srila Prabhupada and myself. So the next morning I got up and nobody said anything about leaving, and Srila Prabhupada also didn't say anything. And I stayed for 2 months traveling. Long story. So anyway, yeah, I remember asking very early on, I asked Giriraj Das Brahmachari, why does everybody have to think about Krishna all the time? So I was coming from, a very, selfish, self-centered, self-gratification mode, and it was just alien to me. So here it really nails it, because our whole aim in the human form of life is self-realization. Otherwise, we're not going to get out. And as devotees, we have to take that very seriously. Too often that we just forget that. We forget that we need to advance steadily on the path of devotion through all the different stages, up to the stage of bhakti and prema. It's interesting because we think of prema and bhakti as one kind of unit of advancement, but actually there's different stages in prema and bhakti. So we should also not forget to make that our goal. Otherwise, we'll continue to come back. So Prabhupada writes, misguided as the materialists are, they also create some false literatures about the name, form, attributes of the ultimate truth. Yes, there are many false literatures. I'm doing some preaching on Facebook, introducing people to the Hare Krishna movie. Every day I go on and we invite 25 people to become friends, Facebook friends. And if they accept, then we send them an invitation to watch the movie, Hare Krishna movie. So we've had actually many, many people who at least read the invitation, but many people have also seen the trailer, and many people, not many, but some people watched the movie. So anyway, one of them the other day, actually about a year ago, she invited me to speak at a very big self-realization conference. So that came up yesterday. I I never got a follow-up invitation to speak, so I was not on the program. But anyway, it came up yesterday. It was all about oneness. And they had a song that it was live yesterday, but it was over by the time I got to it. It took place in India. There's a whole group who were dedicated to this idea of oneness. And they had a song toward the end of the program. I just kind of glanced through the different sections of the program. And the song was, "You are me and I am you," in oneness. It just went on and on. You are me and I are you. Anyway, these things are going on just, stuck. They're not going anywhere. It's a nice feeling. We can understand that people receive some relief from their lives by this idea of oneness. But anyway, we need to keep preaching. And somehow or other, we should all find some outlet for that. That's the main that's the main activity of devotees, this outreach. So I'm going to stop here. Are there any comments or questions? Yes.
Those people on Facebook you were inviting, just randomly?
Yeah. Any water? There was a, I don't know if you've heard of Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is a huge self-help personality, and he's very well known around the world. He never gives free seminars, but he gave a free seminar for COVID, when COVID first came out, in the summer of 2020. And he's very good at what he does, but a lot of crude language. That's the problem. But he's laid back. He's not so gross now these days. So anyway, I signed up for that. I signed up my daughter, but she didn't take it. So I kind of sat in for 5 days, a couple hours a day. So I became a member of this Facebook group, and there were 320,000 people on that Facebook group, live on Facebook, from 70 countries. I forget the name of the group. I don't know. But anyway, huge amount of people. So we invite those people. I give a little introduction on the invitation. And Tony Robbins went through a very hard time in his life, very poor, came from a very poor family, broken family, and he pulled himself up, and he's actually got a connection in India as some kind of guru that he follows, and his wife is saying some Sanskrit mantras during that program last summer, or 2 summers ago. Anyway, some people accept the friendship, and then we send them an invitation. Yeah. Is there a microphone?
Hare Hare Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. So, coming back to the point about the Griha Medis, like One person has a 3-bedroom house, another one wants a 4-bedroom. When one person sees his neighbor has this amount of land or this car or something, he wants something better, you know, and this kind of competition and envy is just going on, and especially in this culture, you know, and sometimes even trying to preach to them. Trying to preach to them, you find like there's so much pride, you know, so much pride in them, really, especially if they possess a lot of stuff, you know, and I'm thinking also, even within our community, if we're not careful and if we fall back on our principles and everything, this kind of mentality can also hit us, and we have to be very careful.
Definitely, yes. The reason for that, a big reason, is that Prabhupada gave a lecture at the American Embassy, I believe, in Calcutta. Embassy? I'm not sure. Some international body. And he said he's talked about the difference between the East and the West. And in the West, people don't understand karma, action and reaction. They don't understand why they're in that position. But people in India, and people have some knowledge, they understand that I'm in this certain position, I'm in this house, I'm in this situation, because of my past activities. And if you don't have that understanding, you'll be envious. So it's a great advantage of birth in India. Yes, Manaji.
Hare Krishna. So it says that those people who don't have the knowledge of self-realization, they cannot break the cycle of birth and death. So someone like me, we know the science of self-realization with chanting and following and everything. Still, we are, like it was saying, that they hear so many other things. So we also hear and see social, political, science, this, that, we spend some time. So how much does that affect our chances of going back to Godhead in this lifetime?
Mm. Well, first of all, we should try to minimize it. I you know, get off on different things on the internet myself. But I know it's not the best. And but I remember Prabhupada, during the war in Pakistan, we were in Delhi. Prabhupada would go out every morning for a morning walk, and he'd have us buy him a newspaper. And he'd see the headlines. So Prabhupada kept up with, you know, the current events. But not that we become absorbed in them. It just, it drains our vitality. It's polluting to our consciousness. Another time in Calcutta, Prabhupada, somebody brought a Time magazine for him to see. And he looked through it, and he commented, he said, we should not even see these leaders' faces. Yeah, it's true. I mean, Lord Chaitanya, when there's different, you know, leelas where he, you know, threw himself on the Ganges after becoming, you know, seeing individuals or hearing different events and materialists. So, does that answer?
Yeah, thank you. Keep it.
We can feel when it's too much.
Mm, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Brad. Thank you for stepping in the class. It was very good. I was just had a couple of ideas. This idea of oneness, I am you, you are me. I really wouldn't wish myself on anybody. That's one thing. And the second thing is, I wouldn't want to be Putin. So we are so locked into our individual karma that it's just, you know, it's not possible to change that by this idea, I'm you, you are me, because we are eternally individual. And it's, everything we do is on our shoulders. What I do is not on you, and what you do is not on me. And the other thing I was thinking is, you know, these amazing devotees in the Ukraine, all glorious to them, and how Prabhupada went there for a short time to Russia, met one devotee, and now so many, so many years later, they're in the subways, you know, feeding people that are at their lowest point. And they're saying, you know, Hare Krishna is our savior. I thought Prabhupada had mentioned that, you know, as time goes on in Kali Yuga, they will look to us for that. In regard to Griha Medhi, and you mentioned that people don't like to speak about envy. Excuse me. Like it's easier to talk about jealousy, because jealousy means you have something, I want it. I think envy means you have it, I don't want you to have it. I want it. I can't have it, therefore you can't have it. That's very, very deep and very insidious. And probably that's why people don't want to talk about it or admit it, because it strikes such a deep chord, just in the deepest of the heart, having experienced envy myself. It's very painful. It's very painful to be envious.
Thank you. One big problem that we have is everybody has this accepting responsibility for our situation, for our Yeah, I'll just say a few words on responsibility. There's one story I can say in my own experience with Prabhupada. It's the very rare time, in fact, perhaps the only time he really nailed my mentality, put me in my proper place. It was a morning walk in Denver in 1975, and everyone was. The discussion on the morning walk was about diets. There was a fad going around for devotees to go on diets. And I had tried it myself with disastrous results. So anyway, there was some discussion, and Tamal Krishna Goswami said, Prabhupada, we should just die eating prasad. Prabhupada, yes. And so anyway, Prabhupada started walking after that, and I thought I would chime in. I was behind Prabhupada. I said, yes, Prabhupada, these diets are useless. And he turned to me, stopped walking, turned to me, planted this cane, and said, the diet is useless, or you are useless. And I was speechless. it was so perfect. It was just perfect, because I wasn't accepting responsibility for accepting the diet, embracing the diet, following the diet. I blamed it on the diet. Profound. It was very deep.
I was going to say,
Prabhupada
was like real wary of this Grihamedi, Grihasta program. Like in LA, you find letters where he's telling the leaders, now we've gotten these apartments, like on Watsika Avenue, et cetera. So, not that they stay in their apartment, you know, but they're only, that's a facilitation for going to the temple. Otherwise, what's the use? Then they're just Grihamedi again.
Yeah, like, that happens.
And there's a joke that Watsika is the whitest avenue in the United States or something. And people get across the street to go to the temple. Rare sometimes.
Yeah. There's danger everywhere. There was one devotee, one Mataji in I think it was Caracas. And she said, she complained to Prabhupada about all the maya she saw in the temple. So Prabhupada said, show me a place where there is not maya and we should go there immediately.
Another thing, I mean, Kavi Chandra told me he was sitting with Prabhupada's quarters in L.A. and somebody, I think a Swami, had given Prabhupada this fancy clock that could tell you what time it was all over the world. Of course, now you could just look at your watch. But fancy, it was like $700 or something. And Prabhupada was like leaning back, you know, how he would, and he said, yes, L.A. means luxury account.
But he liked L.A. He spent a lot of time there. Somebody had...
You were at the Kumbh Mela with Srila Prabhupada?
Yes.
I had heard one story later on, shortly in the early days in India. I mean, when my early days in India, I was later. But at the Kumbh Mela, somebody said that one of the devotees talked to some Mayavadi, and he said, everything is one. I am you and you are me. You just reminded me of that, and I heard that that the devotee said, well, if I'm you and you are me, then let me, I need that blanket that you have.
Yeah.
So he took the blanket, and that was during the day, and then nighttime it gets very cold at the Kumbh Melas. And so this sadhu came up to the devotee and said, oh, I'm very cold, I can need that blanket. He says, I'm very warm, you shouldn't be cold. And then he took a thread from the blanket and he said, here, the part is equal to the whole. I don't know, have you heard that story?
Something like that. Yeah, similar. That was an amazing Kumbh Mela. That was 1971. I think it's a six-year Mela. The Prabhupada, he stayed in a tent with all of us. Very cold, extremely cold. On the river flats. You know, he could have stayed in Allahabad because he served in Allahabad. He lived in Allahabad and he served that temple. But he stayed with us in the cold. And, actually, he asked us to do three things to Kumbh Mela. Deity worship, profuse prasadam distribution, and Harinam every day. Yes, Gaurav Raj Prabhu.
We were in New York doing these books on the street close to the temple, and so met this nice, you know, New York boy, and he was like into yoga. He was into yoga, so I said, we were talking, I had a nectar devotion. So anyway, he said, you know, I am you and you are me. So I gave him a book and then I said, okay, so give me my wallet to him, right? So it's New York, you know, they're pretty smart. So he goes, uh-oh, you know, so he pulls out his wallet. Because he knew I had him, right? He pulls out and he hands it to me. He pulls out his wallet and he hands it to me. And then I said, like, you can... I said, that's all right, just give something. And then he gave me five. So anyway, he gave me a donation. I thought that was pretty... Because he said, you know, I am you and you are me, so we're one. Mm. So then I said, well, give me my wallet. And then he said, oh, yeah. So then he took the book and he realized that you're smart.
What if he said you were envious?
Thank you for making that Hare Krishna movie. Do you want to speak about a lot of success stories? I forwarded you a few, and Dandavats has one, a few stories too.
Success stories on what?
Hare Krishna movie. Thank you very much.
Okay. The movie, I never expected it to go so far and so wide, but it released in 38 countries in theaters, including Bahrain, which is in the Middle East. It showed publicly there. And also other Middle Eastern countries privately with many, many, you know, mainly Indians. It's still going, it's on Amazon Prime. It used to be free on Amazon Prime, but it's no longer free. I don't know why. Amazon is so huge, they don't really tell you what they're going to do with your product. There are some royalties, but very, very little. I don't know what else. I could talk about different countries. We're forever indebted to Leelananda Prabhu because he organized the whole of South America practically to screen the film. And there were some professional companies that distributed it in theaters. But the response has been incredible, actually. And just imagine, you know, somebody who's never seen Prabhupada, they go to the movie and they sit there for 90 minutes. It's a 90-minute darshan. And it's very powerful. Prabhupada's presence is just, you know. And some people really, really pick up on it. One lady from I met the other day, she saw the film for the first time and pretty much that was impetus for her joining Krishna consciousness. I heard that when she was watching the film, other devotees were in the room. And she was looking around at them, she was thinking, don't they know what a great personality this is? She was just completely overwhelmed. Anyone who sees it that's the beginning of their spiritual life. So we're very happy to see it so widely distributed. Prabhupada is still on tour.